Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have a two-part show here today and tomorrow, and I've titled it Inconvenienced for Liberty. For Liberty and the Declaring of Independence. Let's go to the Lord in prayer first for such a time as this. God, put those in place. Whom he calls and commands to speak his word. We are to be his beacon of truth. Let his light shine through us and encourage his people. Matthew 5:16 says, Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. For such a time as this, let us pray for this nation. Lord God Almighty, who has made all peoples of the earth for your glory, to serve you in freedom and peace. Grant to the people of our country a zeal for justice and the strength of forbearance, that we may use our liberty in the accordance with your gracious will, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Like I said, today's show is going to be the first of two parts, Inconvenience for Liberty. It was suggested, actually, by one of you, that we take a look at the signers of the Declaration of Independence. And I want to do that, and I want to share even more with you, thus the two-part series. America seems to have forgotten how important God and liberty are to a free people. Without God, we have no freedom. There can be no liberty. In a time such as this, people are in great discord, mostly out of ignorance and the lack of knowledge regarding our beginning, our past, and our now, and our future as a nation. Many like to quote the phrase, separation of church and state. Our Liberty Bell hosts a scripture from Leviticus 25:10. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land and unto all the inhabitants thereof. Liberty. The word is synonymous with the words such as right, freedom, independence, and emancipation. You've heard me quote often Alexander Hamilton's statement of, There's a certain enthusiasm in liberty, making mankind rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism. Those men of long ago, they longed for liberty. They did an act of bravery and heroism. But it was treason. And it most certainly, was not convenient for their lives or in their lives. It seems we always look at this document, the Declaration of Independence, once a year, whether we need to or not, we look at it once a year. Its relevance is a lifetime. It wasn't written on a whim. The tensions and the grievances had been building up for some time. 56 men signed that document, the Declaration of Independence, and put in motion historic events which I dare say are still ongoing. Freedom is never truly won. The battle continues. There are always those who want to rob you of your liberty and make you slaves to them in some way, shape, size, or form, in some fashion. Unfortunately, it's human nature to want power over another. We've seen that through the history of this nation, power struggles, whether political parties or other. It is also human nature to want to be left alone, to live life independently and free of orders and mandates from others, especially government. Some hate this nation. They hate its history. I believe it's because they do not understand. Oh, we have scars. Scars from the wars and the battles we fought. That is true. while there will always be bullies in the world, America has always been known for her generosity and one who will stand up for liberty, even at great personal and national sacrifice. We won't have time to look in detail at each one of the 56 signers. We will look at just a few and take a glimpse into their lives and how they were inconvenienced. Perhaps we can get the feel of what they felt and the life sacrifices they made for liberty, for our liberty. It didn't just happen. Several years ago, I shared a timeline of our revolution. Well, there's a timeline of our Declaration of Independence. It's interesting to see how this happened and transgressed into liberty. The Declaration of Independence is a chronological event. Thomas Jefferson, on June 11th of 1776, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Roger Sherman, and Robert R. Livingston appointed to a committee to draft a Declaration of Independence. That was in June. Also, June the 12th through the 27th in 1776, Jefferson, at the request of the committee, drafts a declaration of which only a fragment exists. Jefferson's clean or fair copy, the original rough draft, is reviewed by the committee. Both documents are in the manuscript collections of the Library of Congress. June 28th, a fair copy of the committee draft of the Declaration of Independence is read in Congress. July 1 through the 4th in 1776, Congress debates independence as the British fleet... Congress declares independence as the British fleet and army arrive at New York. On July 4th, 1776. The other was July the 2nd. July 4th, 1776. Congress adopts the Declaration of Independence in the morning of a bright, sunny, but cool Philadelphia day. John Dunlap prints the Declaration of Independence. These prints are now called the Dunlap broadsides. 24 copies are known to exist, two of which are in the Library of Congress. One of these was Washington's personal copy. On July the 5th, John Hancock, president of the Continental Congress, dispatches the first of Dunlap's broadsides of the Declaration of Independence to the legislators, New Jersey and Delaware. July 6th, Pennsylvania Evening Post of July 6th prints the first newspaper rendition of the Declaration of Independence. July 8th, the first public reading of the Declaration is in Philadelphia. I thought that was amazing, the first reading. July 9th, Washington orders that the Declaration of Independence be read before the American Army in New York. July 19th, Congress orders the Declaration of Independence engrossed, officially inscribed, and signed by the members. August the 2nd, delegates begin to sign engrossed copy of the Declaration of Independence. A large British reinforcement arrives at New York after being repelled at Charleston, South Carolina. January 18, 1777. Congress, now sitting in Baltimore, Maryland, orders that signed copies of the Declaration of Independence, printed by Mary Catherine Goddard of Baltimore, be sent to the states. Each state received a copy of the Declaration of Independence. When we come back, we're going to start talking about some of those signers of the Declaration of Independence and how their lives were changed and inconvenienced for liberty. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. For liberty we will stand, and we will be right back. Melody Cederstrom, and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Today is a first of a two series, Inconvenience for Liberty, as we head into a time of patriotism. The signers of the Declaration of Independence. All of the colonies were represented in Philadelphia to consider the delicate case of independence and to change the course of the war. In all, there were 56 representatives from the 13 colonies. 14 represented the New England colonies, 21 represented the middle colonies, and 21 represented the southern colonies. The largest number was 9, came from Pennsylvania. Most of the signers were American-born, although 8 were foreign-born. The ages of the signers ranged from 26, which was Edward Rutledge, he was the youngest, to 70, Benjamin Franklin. But the majority of the signers were in their 30s and their 40s. More than half of the signers were lawyers, and the others were planters, merchants, and shippers. Together they mutually pledged to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. They were mostly men of means who had much to lose if the war was lost. None of the signers died at the hands of the British, and one-third served as militia officers during the war. 4 of the signers were taken captive during the war, and nearly all of them were poorer at the end of the war than at the beginning. No matter what each of these men did after July 1776, the actual signing of the Declaration of Independence, which began on August 2nd, ensured them instantly ensured them instant immortality as far as being known. The following I have here gives me a little bit of information on each signer of the Declaration of Independence, and we can't go through all of them. But one of the most famous couples of our founding fathers is John and Abigail Adams. The hardship this move for independence and signing of the Declaration of Independence and liberty affected their entire family. Here is a short excerpt from letters written by Abigail to Abigail and John from each other. Dearest John, I feel as though I have spent a far greater portion of our marriage apart than together. Strange how the sun rises and sets, whether you be at my side or not. But in this cause we build a future. It is our legacy. Freedom is the best gift we can impart to our children. We shall fight for the rights of men and women, and shall prevail against those who would deny us this agency. I possess no doubt that with God on our side, we shall have no need to fear what mortal men can do. All my love, Abigail.
My dear Abigail, it is hard indeed to be apart. The price we pay is dear. I marvel that our family remains intact and strong despite this grievous distance, and we both know the dire consequence we will face if we are unsuccessful in our endeavors. But this good work is ours to do, for in our sacrifice we lay the foundation of a nation that will endow all men with equality and the ability to reach their greatest potential and fill the measure of their creation. All my love, John.
You can tell in their letters that John and Abigail, they missed each other and their family. They were separated because of what was going on with the war. On June 11, 1776, John Adams was one of the five delegates appointed to begin drafting a Declaration of Independence. When the task came down to Thomas Jefferson or John Adams, Jefferson proposed that Adams make the draft, to which Adams answered, "I will not. You should do it." "Oh, no," Jefferson exclaimed. "Why will you not? You ought to do it." "I will not," Adams replied. "Why?" Jefferson asked, and Adams replied, "Reasons enough." "What can be your reasons?" Jefferson questioned. Adams gave him three. Reason first, you are a Virginian, and a Virginians ought to appear at the head of this business. Reason second, it says, I am obnoxious and suspected and unpopular. You are very much otherwise. And reason three, you can write 10 times better than I. Well, Jefferson said, if you are decided, I will do as well as I can. 1776 was a difficult year for the Americans. It was a particularly difficult year for Thomas Jefferson. Within months of the death of his daughter, his beloved mother passed away, and his wife became extremely ill. His concern over the fate of his country and the state of Virginia gave him severe migraine headaches that would last for weeks at a time. But Thomas Jefferson was not a man easily deterred. No matter the adversity, he pressed forward in his determination to see America's liberation from British rule. These were the conditions of Jefferson's life when he came to be the author of the Declaration of Independence. For 17 days he wrestled with the task of laying on paper the fundamental, ancient principles, the laws of nature and of nature's God. Jefferson felt the weight of this profound responsibility, and in the face of much personal distress, he forged ahead. In moments of self-doubt, Jefferson, an accomplished violinist, would often turn to the instrument to calm his mind and clear his thoughts. As he would play, anxiety would fade and inspiration would again flood into his mind, enabling his pen to drip with inspiration upon the page. Once completed, Jefferson communicated the document first to John Adams and Benjamin Franklin, requesting their wisdom because he said, "They were the two members of whose judgment and amendments I wished most to have the benefit. Their alterations were only two or three." To think about what these men went through after the signing of the Declaration, or just building up to that, is amazing in and of itself. We always think of them as these big, strong men over here, and they're just gung-ho and ready for liberty. Well, I guess they were. But they sacrificed. Those weren't just words when they said, "My life, my fortune, and my sacred honor." Our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Most of them were businessmen and wealthy. Maybe not millionaires or billionaires, but they were well taken care of. But we could see that it wasn't just all that easy for them. And I have here, when it was said that four of them had been captive. And I thought we could look just a little bit at their lives. George Walton. He was from Georgia. George Walton was elected to the Continental Congress in 1776 and 77 and in 1780 and 1781. Colonel of the 1st Georgia Militia. In 1778, Governor of Georgia. From 1779 to 1780, Chief Justice of the State Supreme Court of Georgia from 1783 and 89. A presidential elector in 1789, governor of Georgia from 1789 to 1790, and a United States Senator from 1795 to 1796. A lot of numbers there. But during the Revolutionary War, Walton was captured by the British in 1778 during the attack on Havana, and he was released within the year. He was the founder of the Richmond Academy of Franklin College, which later became the University of Georgia. He was captured. He didn't die of wounds or of affliction, but he was captured in that time. Richard Stockton was trained to be a lawyer and graduated from the College of New Jersey. He was a delegate from New Jersey. He was elected to the Continental Congress in 1776 and was the first of the New Jersey delegation to sign the Declaration of Independence. In November of 1776, he was captured by the British and was eventually released in 1777 in very poor physical condition. His home at Morven was destroyed by the British during the war, and he died in 1781. At the age of 50. So perhaps it was the poor treatment he received while he was in captivity of the British. Inconvenienced for liberty. Should we take it so lightly? The freedom that these men sacrificed for our lives? What about our children and our grandchildren? Are we willing to be inconvenienced? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio for Liberty. We will be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. For companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. CSC Talk Radio. Today's show is Inconvenienced for Liberty. Would we do that? Are we today in our spoiled little world, would we be willing to be inconvenienced? Which is so much less than what our founding fathers did, especially these 56 signers. Their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors. I worry deeply that we have no sacred honor left in D.C., I do worry about that. Francis Lewis, it says, was one who truly felt the tragedy of the Revolutionary War. This was an inconvenience for him, and it was devastating. His wife died as an indirect result of being imprisoned by the British. They arrested his wife. And he lost all of his property on Long Island, New York, during the war. He lost his wife and he lost all his property. When his wife died, it says Lewis left Congress and completely abandoned politics. He couldn't take it anymore. He signed that document. He pledged his life, his fortune, and his sacred honor. He kept his honor. But he lost his wife, and he lost his fortune. We go on and we look at, I'm not going to get into the details of Benjamin Franklin, because we've done that before, and he's one of the most famous. But he was one of the framers of the Constitution as well, and was known as the sage of the Constitution. He was also elected president of the Pennsylvania Society for the Promoting of the Abolition of Slavery. We go on, and we look at some others here. Thomas Hayward Jr. of South Carolina. It says here that he signed the Articles of Confederation while a member of the Continental Congress. Well, let me back up. It says Thomas Hayward was a planter and a lawyer and was one of the three signers from South Carolina, and he was captured and imprisoned by the British. He signed the Articles of Confederation while a member of the Continental Congress. He returned to South Carolina and became a judge and a member of the state legislature. The British destroyed Hayward's home at Whitehall during the war, and he was held prisoner until 1781. After the war, he served two terms in the state legislature from 1782 to 1784. Thomas Hayward became the first president of the Agriculture Society of South Carolina. Arthur Middleton was chosen to replace his more conservative father in the Continental Congress in 1776. I love the way they phrase that. But failed to attend most of the sessions. That sounds familiar. He was captured by the British and was held captive for over a year in St. Augustine, Florida. During the time of his incarceration, the British destroyed most of his property. And after his release in 1781, if you remember, that's when Cornwallis surrendered to George Washington in Yorktown, Virginia. But after his release in 1781, Middleton, returned to politics and served in the Virginia State Legislature and was a trustee of the College of Charleston. Edward Rutledge was one of the signers and was elected to the Continental Congress from 1774 to 76 and 1779. A captain in the Charleston Battalion of Artillery from 1776 to 79, a state legislator from 1782 to 1798, College of Electors in the presidential elections of 1788 and 92 and 96, an elected governor of South Carolina in 1798. He was the youngest of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, and during the Revolutionary War, Rutledge was a military captain involved in the campaigns at Port Royal Island in Charleston, South Carolina. He was captured by the British in 1780 and held as a prisoner until 1781. In 1782 and 90 through 98, Rutledge was a member of the state legislature and was elected governor of South Carolina in 1798. These men of old, those are just a few of them, they sacrificed much. Now, that was only four or five of these that were the signers that we read about. Well, a little more when we talk about John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. Did you know that Thomas Jefferson was an accomplished violinist? I know I have read that before, but I'd forgot all about it. Here's someone that I thought was very interesting, and that's Robert Morris. He was a man of wealth and integrity in Philadelphia during the Revolutionary period. Though not a scholar or a soldier, he was to play an essential role in the success of the war against England and in placing the new United States on a firm footing in the world. Morris almost single-handedly saw to the financing of the Revolutionary War and the establishment of the Bank of the United States. After that, born in England in 1734, he came to the Chesapeake Bay in 1744 and attended the school in Philadelphia. Young Robert, who seemed ill-suited to formal education and too quick for his teacher in any case, was soon apprenticed to the accounting room of Charles Willing at the age of 16. 2 years later, his employer died, and Morris entered a partnership with the gentleman's son. In the succeeding 39 years, that business flourished, and Robert Morris' wealth and reputation were secured. Being an importer, the business was hit hard by the Stamp Act. Elected to the Continental Congress in 1775, he participated on many of the committees involved in raising capital and provisions for the Continental Army. Early in 1776, he was given a special commission by Congress with authority to negotiate bills of exchange for and to solicit money by other means for the operation of the war. One of the most successful such devices were the lotteries. In late 1776, with the Continental Army in a state of severe deprivation because of the shortage of capital and the failure of several of the colonies to pay for the war, Morris loaned $10,000 of his own money to the government. The money provisioned the desperate troops, who went on to win the Battle of Trenton, Washington's Crossing, if you'll remember. And throughout the war, he personally underwrote the operations of privateers, ships that ran the British blockades at the great risk and thus brought needed supplies and capital into the colonies. In 1781, he devised a plan for a national bank and submitted it to Congress. It was approved and became the Bank of North America, an institution that brought stability to the colonial economy, facilitated continued finance of the war effort, and would ultimately establish the credit of the United States with the nations of Europe. Morris was immediately appointed financial agent, Secretary of Treasury, of the United States in order to direct the operation of the new bank. I find this very interesting concerning what we're going through today with the Federal Reserve, which is somebody outside our government. Following the war, he served the Pennsylvania legislature. He was also a delegate for the Constitutional Convention in 1787 and thereafter an advocate for the new Constitution. He was then sent as a senator for Pennsylvania when the Constitution was ratified. It goes on to say that he never really recovered his wealth after all he did for the war. And he wasn't in desperate poverty, but he did not have the wealth that he had. And he was a poor man, but rich in liberty. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. For liberty, we will be right back. Never say that we can, 'cause we're American.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Bethann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about the inconvenience of liberty. Our 56 signers of that document we call the Declaration of Independence was inconvenient, to say the least. And we were just sharing briefly some of their lives. I'm going to go back to Caesar Rodney. We haven't talked about him today, but I have mentioned him before in the past. Caesar Rodney was somebody I had not heard of, but this document to be signed needed to be unanimous among these 13 colonies. There were three delegates from Delaware, and Caesar Rodney was one of them. Now, these were troubled times. And you've got to understand that the American people were British. That's who they were. So they were fighting their own country, because the king had been putting the hammer down. He wanted to control them. And they were getting way too independent over there. It was already difficult enough. They were across the seas. How was he going to keep the hammer down on these people? Well, Delaware was in a deadlock. But Caesar Rodney didn't know that. He wasn't in Philadelphia when he got word about it, because he had skin cancer. And he was getting ready to head back to England for a life-saving procedure. When he got word of this, he put himself and his health to the side. And he rode that night, 81 miles in torrential rain, to Philadelphia. Enthusiasm for liberty? I guess so. So Caesar Rodney did sign, and it made it a unanimous signing of the 13 colonies for the Declaration of Independence. It says here that Caesar Rodney took a strong stand in favor of independence, and because of that, was not reelected to Congress because of the conservatives in the state of Delaware. It's kind of hard to figure some of this out, you know. They also blocked his election to the state legislature and his appointment to the state's constitutional convention. He was interested in military affairs and was involved in action in Delaware and New Jersey during the Revolutionary War. He was reelected to Congress in 1777 and was nominated as state president for 1781. 1778 and 81. He died in 1784 while serving as Speaker of the Upper House of the Delaware Assembly. So, Caesar Rodney, in the story that I have that's not included in this particular information, his health never really recovered from that decision that he made when he put himself second and liberty first. It says here that Button Gwinnett, I always like to read about some of these guys. He said, after the governor died in 1777, this is in Georgia, Button Gwinnett served as the acting governor of Georgia for 2 months, but did not achieve re-election. His life was one of the economic and political disappointments. Button Gwinnett was the second signer of the Declaration to die as the result of a duel outside Savannah, Georgia. Lyman Hall. Lyman Hall was one of the four signers. He was also from Georgia. Trained as a minister and was a graduate of Princeton College. During his life, he also served as a doctor, a governor, and a planter. But during the Revolutionary War, his property was destroyed and he was accused of treason. He left Georgia and spent time in South Carolina and Connecticut to escape prosecution. When the war was over, he went back to Georgia and he began to practice medicine. He served as governor of Georgia from 1783 to 1784. These men sacrificed a great deal. As I read through the different things that happened to them, and most of them had their property destroyed by the British. And then you look back at the Bill of Rights, and you see some of the things that they have mentioned in there, like quartering soldiers in their homes, because they were forced to do that. It was an ugly war. It was a war within their own. We read about the sympathetic Tories. They would tattletale on the patriots of our day, of that day. And then their properties would be destroyed, those who had signed this document. There's no doubt it was treason. There's no doubt it set in motion a lot of events that I believe are still taking place. For liberty is never truly won. There's always someone around the corner, that guy with the trench coat, making promises, cutting deals to bring liberty, to steal your liberty. America has so much to offer, and we have come a long way. There is no doubt about that. I'm going to read to you If I Were Lady Liberty that I wrote. Oh, we didn't date it, but we wrote it a long time ago. If I were Lady Liberty, I'd shine God's light upon this land so that all the children in this world would know and understand. Freedom isn't liberty, and liberty isn't free. Truth is light, and light is God, who lives for all to see. It is the Heavenly Father who has blessed our lives and land. Our founding fathers looked to Him for guidance and a plan. The sovereign God has a sovereign plan for His sovereign people of this land. If I were Lady Liberty, I'd want all to understand. God's word must not be forgotten. His laws must rule this land. For love, for life, for liberty, for happiness, prosperity. America is said to be the land of opportunity. If I were Lady Liberty, I'd want all people to see not my arms lifted up so high, but God's outstretched to thee. For I am but a statue standing in the sea, merely just a symbol of opportunity. It came by sacrifice and woe, this vision from our men of old. Their sacrifice brought liberty, not this statue in the sea. If I were Lady Liberty, this truth I'd share with thee. The Lord and the Spirit are one and the same, you see. And where His Spirit is, there too lives liberty. We have an obligation in this land so rich and free to share God's love and be His beacon for truth for life, for liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." For this, where the Spirit of the Lord is, that's where and when we will bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?